Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. We're talking Saturday's five-game slate at DraftKings. I'm Adam Zdroik, joined by Jordan Cooper and Ryan Belongi. Jordan is back, but he specifically said he doesn't want to talk as much because he still has a little bit of a cough. So me and Ryan are still going to have to go through, you know, a bunch of diatribes here about what's going on in the slate. But Jordan, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling perfectly fine. Just probably once I reach like the 30 minute mark of talking, you could tell that your voice is kind of like, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get any words out anymore.
All right, so, you go for the
show.
First.
I got another show after this. Also, I had a show before this, so I need to save it. I mean, can we just? I think based on predicted lineups, the cash lineup is. I think I got like six pieces of it in already. Like, I think it's going to, depending on if we don't get any surprises, I think it's just going to come down to 2v2s. So I don't know how interesting of a show it's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. Is there the first six options in your lineup? That's what you're saying for cash games? You got the six guys and you're good to go?
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. We'll get to it. I didn't feel that way. So to start with forwards, I guess I'll get out of the way that I think it's pretty clear that you're going to plug in TAA and Robertson at defender. I think that's a no-brainer, correct? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so at forward, who is your first pick? Is it Eze at 7,900? Is he in your lineup?
No, well, I mean, to me, the Palace situation depends on if Olise starts, right? I mean, because they're both priced around the same. I don't mind either Eze or Olise, but it's just obviously their set piece, you know, they'll be split in stuff when they're on the field. So like I'm taking a look more at
Gibbs White
and Jared Bowen.
Okay. Well, I mean, your theory about splitting set pieces, I mean, Jared Bowen also split set pieces though.
Yeah, but he's on a bigger favorite at home against Leicester.
I mean,
and also 6%. Bowen's most likely going to play 90 minutes.
You don't think Eze is?
Dude, I'm repeating the talking points from Ryan's article.
All right, Ryan, do you feel the same way?
I think so, yeah. I agree with everything Jordan said. I mean, he said basically what was in my article. Bowen's likely to play 90 minutes. I mean, he's like a similar option to Eze, but playing at home, playing for a team with a higher implied total, slightly more likely to last 90 minutes. So I think you just got to lean Bowen there. I don't know if that 8K range is a must at forward. Like I think Gibbs White would be my first one in, but then yeah, probably Bowen after that. I guess unless you're going to spend down, but I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm with Jordan.
The problem is who do you spend down on? I think there's only one potential guy if he's in the starting lineup to possibly spend down on. But, I mean, all the guys that are in the lower range are pretty much all goal-dependent, which if you want to take a shot, I guess. I mean, really, yeah. To me, it comes down to who starts for Leeds in that low range. But, like,
oh, right.
Like, do you want to play Johnson at 4,600 for Nottingham Forest? I mean, I don't see this as a slate where it really comes down to how much do you really do you want to play James Madison, I guess? And I don't, yeah. to me, I don't, based on the positional scarcity, I think it's more important to have two good forwards than play Madison.
Yeah. I mean, I think I agree with you. There's other midfielders in good spots as well for cheaper. I think the cheap forward you're probably referring to is Greenwood for Leeds. You know, it was interesting. Greenwood took all of the corners over Aronson when he came on. So you'd expect him to split corners again for 4,600. I think that'd be all right if you think you could use the money, you know.
Adam, yeah, like you Adam, said, I saw on Twitter, is Harrison is a doubt for this game, right?
Yes. Yes, he is. I actually changed this morning. He also went 90 midweek. Put in Wilfried Ganantu in the starting 11 for Leeds. He came on for Harrison last match, played 45 for him. I think it's going to be between Ganantu and Greenwood is what it's going to come down to.
So, like, Greenwood would be a decision. I mean, because, yeah, I don't know. Like, what do you think, Jordan? 4,400? I mean, it's away to Tottenham. You don't really know about his minutes, but he might take the majority of set pieces. That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, I think Greenwood would be in play if it was midfield only at that price.
Right. I agree. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I just didn't know if you would still want the two better forwards, even if Greenwood started.
I think you guys don't care about Neil Maupay here at 4,300.
I mean, goal dependent. I like him in GPP. I mean, I like Scamacca, and I mean, I like some of these guys in GPP. But do I need to play them in cash games? I don't think so.
You don't think people would be on him just for like the goal odds here? I mean, sure, it's plus 200, but he's so cheap.
Truthfully, I think more people would play Salah, Kane, than go all the way down like that and just sacrifice it at midfield.
Yeah,
we also have to see Tottenham's lineup. I'm not convinced. I'm not totally convinced that it's quite possible Perisic doesn't even start.
Okay, yeah, well, obviously that'd be important.
I think Perisic starts.
Right, but I'm saying it wouldn't be out of the question the way they rotate. Especially if they slot him in at wing back, maybe they don't start him.
Sessegnon is out, and he's their other left side.
Come on, can you pronounce that name right? Sessegnon.
Sessegnon,
come on.
No, that's
I'm not
bad.
Even that
that's
bad with
bad.
The name pronunciation. Simply, I'm the
Sessegnon.
One.
All right, I'll call him Ryan. Jeez. But he's their other left-sided wingback. So, I mean, you got to think that Perisic, no matter what the lineup looks like, he's going to be in there.
It's quite possible.
Yeah, I think he's going to
be on the left wing and leave Perisic on the bench.
There.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. I have nothing to base this on. Other than,
yeah, I hear you.
Your lineup is definitely, like, you have to admit, I know we're skipping around a bit, but Perisic at 7,000 in midfield, you're playing, right?
Yeah, I think you have to. Just even if you don't want to, you have to. Yeah, I mean, especially if he's in the front three. I mean, it doesn't even matter where he is.
Right.
For tournaments, I'd want him to make sure he's in. I'd want to make sure he's in the front three. But for cash games, yeah, you just have to play him. The other thing, though, you know, just, I don't know, it didn't seem like Adam was on the same page with us at forward. I just wanted to mention, I think you could play Thiago. Like, say, if Greenwood didn't start, I mean, I'm not normally a Thiago guy, but if you needed that 2,000 down from Bowen or Eze, I don't think it's the worst thing. I actually think in these matchups, Thiago has a pretty decent floor and even, like, a little bit of upside. And he's been playing 90 minutes, so I don't think it's a bad option.
I don't know about that for cash games, but I think you'd rather spend down. Like, why go with Thiago at 6,100 when you can go with maybe a Leeds guy? Or, like, I know Neil Maupay is goal-dependent, but they are playing Bournemouth. He is almost 2,000 cheaper.
Maybe it's just me, but I would not play Maupay over Thiago in cash. I mean, it doesn't seem like the worst thing to me. What do you think his floor is? Is it 7 or 8 maybe in this spot? I mean, Bowens and Eze is what, 11 or 12?
You're talking about Thiago's floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8.4.
Thiago's floor.
Truthfully, truthfully, guys, I prefer someone else in this range, personally.
Okay.
Who is it? Any of these guys. I played him a lot last week. Emmanuel Dennis. At 5,900.
Sure. I don't mind it.
But I'm just saying, like, as far as...
But he's goal-dependent. He's goal-dependent as well.
I don't think as much goal-dependent as Maupai.
I don't know. I mean, it's
quite as much, but he's more expensive.
It's still like a lot. It's almost 2,000 more expensive.
Two shots assisted, three fouls drawn, tackle one.
They just have so many attackers. I mean, look at his minutes. He's likely to go 70. Jordan, you wouldn't play him over Thiago.
I don't know.
Maybe you would. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, because if we take a look, Thiago's like, I mean,
you're right. He's not a good option. He's not a great option either. That's
the point to make. I'm like, yeah. I don't like any of these people. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't want to. Emmanuel Dennis. Like, no.
Look, I'm not trying to come off like Thiago is a good play. I think in this specific matchup against Southampton, he's a pretty decent play just because he has a good floor.
Why play him over Lucas Moura, for instance?
Well, Lucas Moura is going to play 60 minutes.
The point that I'm making is that if you're going to play a guy in a forward, especially the forward slot, at the same price, I'd rather at least take a shot on someone that's more likely, may have a lower floor, but more likely to get me 20 or something. Like they could bail me out at some point. I don't see Thiago as the one that bails me out.
Okay. I don't know. I tend to agree with you. Okay. I just think these are the spots where Thiago gets his goals and assists. He gets a few a year. These are those spots.
Okay, you know exactly the spots.
No, but look at Liverpool. They have a 2.5 implied total. This Southampton team is, man, they're not good. They're not the same team. They just lost their manager. I mean.
Right. I was going to ask you about this. So so they have Nathan Jones, I believe his name is. They brought him in from Luton Town. This guy, he's been at Luton Town for a few years. He basically brought them up from League Two a few years ago to League One. Now they've been in the Championship for a few years. I mean, he's only been here for 2-3 days, but we always say, you know, new manager bump and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Of course, this is at Liverpool, but do you think just like the mentality of these Southampton guys is a little different here playing for a new manager rather than another guy hasn't huddled for 4 years or however many years?
This is what I think. I think you might get the new manager bump for the first 10 minutes of the match, but this Southampton team, they can't possess the ball. I mean, against any of the teams, they're just going to get dominated by Liverpool. It's going to look like Manchester City. I'm serious, for the most part, in most cases. So that's why I say these guys have a good floor. I mean, the reason that Hasenhüttl got fired, you can't change this overnight. They can't keep the ball. I mean, so teams are just on them, especially a team like Liverpool. I don't know. I'm trying to find like spots like this more often instead of just, I don't know, look at the odds and that's it. But yeah, I don't know. I think Liverpool, like, there's a good chance that they just smash them. Maybe Southampton come out hot for the first 10 minutes, but they can't sustain that.
I just wanted to point out Southampton had 55% possession against Newcastle and 56% possession against Crystal Palace. I was just trying to look
Right. No. Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, you're saying they're like the worst team at possessing the ball in the league.
No, they're not the worst, but it's just me. I've said, like, on many pods this year that I've been pretty shocked at how Southampton have been a lot of times. I don't know. They've been noticeably bad to me when I've seen them. Every game, but just.
Okay. So for cash games, you guys are spending up on two spots. That's kind of what it looks like, right?
As of right now. Sure. And you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't see the reason why not to.
So then let's get into the midfield then. So what do we already said Perisic, he's down here at 7K. So what are our other choices here? You mentioned Madison, probably too expensive here at 9K, probably not an option here. We got Tavernier, 7,700. We mentioned Olisa at 7,600. Then we can go down to Aronson at 5,200. Are these the guys here? Probably not Ward-Prowse at 6,700 because they can't possess the ball. So Are those the guys? Am I missing someone as I'm scrolling down here?
We got podcast favorite. We didn't go down far enough.
Is Joe Moutinho on the slate? I don't think
No, he's not. Good thing he's not, because I'd end up.
Oh, Lewis Cook. Okay. Sorry.
What's wrong with Lewis Cook at 3,900 against Everton?
Yeah, you know, I didn't scroll down far enough. Yep, Lewis Cook. Okay, so we're plugging him in automatic cash play.
No. He's just, if you need a midfield punt play, then I don't see why not play. According to Ryan, Fabinho is an 8 million time better play because Liverpool are going to win 700-0 or something.
You know, obviously I'm exaggerating, but you just have to get the point across sometimes. You know, we tried to play Southampton midweek as big favorites against Sheffield Wednesday in the cup, and they were awful in the first half. They went down. Yeah, they came back and sort of Ward-Prowse poured it on at the end, but I don't know.
They advanced. What more do you want?
They advanced on pens. Yeah, that's good enough.
62% possession.
Now they're going to beat Liverpool on Saturday.
You know who just beat Liverpool? Leeds, Nottingham Forest.
I know. Okay, that's fine. I'll be the only one to play Liverpool then.
In the midfield spot, I think in GPPs, I want to play guys like Olis and Tavernier and Damari Gray, and like they're pivots off of Perisic, and that's where you play your cheap forwards. That's where you're playing Maupai. That's where you play like Solanke or Daka, or you know, guys in like that 5K, 6K range for those goals, and then get the upside of those midfielders that are not Perisic. But if you're gonna play, I see this being a very hard slate to play. Like, what do you do with the Kane Salah lineup? Like, what do those lineups look like? Like, I'm not.
I'll
sure
tell you what you do.
Losers, you don't do it.
You just don't do it. Right, exactly. I mean, yeah.
Jordan, are you going to have a Kane Salah lineup?
I never play Kane, so no, you're not going to see me. I mean, I'm the biggest Kane fader in all of DFS soccer.
So if none of us do that lineup, is that lineup going to win? Is that the question here?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably both of them will have hat tricks. But I mean, but Ryan, if you plug in Salah and Kane, like, what do you do? Like, what are you building? Like, I don't see like cheap midfielders.
Lewis Cook.
If you plug in, okay, fine. If you plug in Salah and Kane, you play Maupai and Brennan Johnson, and you fade one of the Liverpool defenders. I mean, you can make it work if you want to, but yeah, I don't know. I think
there's a higher ceiling in going balanced. Going okay, I'll play a Maupai. I'll play a 6K forward in the forward spots. And then try to get, you know, if Olise or Gray or some of the guys of Perisic on the score sheet, I mean, they're getting on the score sheet and then coming on board with another 10 to 15 points in peripherals on top of it. Like, dude, Kane or Salah is going to have to score 3 goals to beat me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally on your side. I guess the other thing you can do if you're playing that Kane-Salah lineup, you also play Bentancur and you play Harvey Elliott. I mean, you get some salary relief and a little correlation. I mean, that's just what I'd be looking to do. But yeah, I'm on Jordan's side. I want to play those Damari Grays and Olises. And yeah.
Ryan, I overlooked Romeo Lavia could be back in the starting 11 for Southampton. Does that change your thoughts?
That makes a difference. Southampton's a juggernaut now.
Well, I'm just saying
I think it makes a little difference. Yeah, I think I mean, even though it's his first game back, he was already one of their best players. I mean, the kid is so talented that, you know, they got him from Man City. So, like, yeah, but not a lot. I mean, and just to, like, close on this Liverpool stuff, I never play Fabinho. Fabinho never has a floor no matter what the matchup is. So if anyone was thinking that, no. I mean, maybe this is the spot, but no.
So it's the spot. So this is the spot for Thiago, but absolutely not the spot for Fabinho.
Yes, because when those two play together is part of the reason why Thiago is better than people think for DFS. Fabinho never gets forward anymore. I mean, obviously not never, but very rarely. So that's why I say no to Fabinho. He has no floor here, but Thiago gets a bump when they play together.
So it seems like just at pretty much all these positions, the for cash games, you're just deciding between basically all these set piece takers who are kind of in the same range, and you go from there. So there's, it just depends.
Right, I prefer Perisic out of the bunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there, do you, so you have Perisic and Cook in, is that your squad?
Yep. There you go.
There we go.
You got Bowen, Gibbs White, Perisic, Cook, TAA, Robertson. Now you got a goalkeeper and utility, and good luck with that.
And that's the 2v2 you're talking about.
Yeah,
okay?
That's the 2v2 I'm talking about.
Got it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let's quickly move through the rest of this cash talk here. I mean, for defender Alexander Arnold, Robertson, is there any reason to consider anyone else like Cresswell, 5,500? I guess that's it. I don't know who else we're considering here.
Why not play all three?
Do you want to play?
Now you know my entire cash line. Oh, well, there you go. You're done.
Do you want to play Cresswell, Ryan? Do you want to play Cresswell in cash games? So I guess the question would be Aaronson against Cresswell. They're kind of in the same price here.
You know, I would play Cresswell. I was looking at that three defender build as well. I don't think it's a must or anything. I don't know. I had a build without Bowen that had Cresswell and the two Liverpool fullbacks, but I don't have one with Bowen. I see the one Jordan's talking about. It seems okay. I mean, no, it just depends how you feel about Cresswell, I guess.
It's just a matter of finding some. That build that I'm talking about, like that 2v2, I've no like stand for it. It's like, okay, that fits in. Right, Fabianski, Cresswell, okay. But if you wanted to go down and up and then, I mean.
Right. So, yeah, that, like, specific build, I don't love. Like, if I'm not playing Allison, I almost don't want to spend up at keeper. I guess maybe you could make an argument for Lloris, depending on how you feel about that game. But I guess, like, the way I think about cash games, if you're not going to play Allison, you're, like, wasting money on a mid-range guy, right? You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you. But the question comes in, why then who do you play in your utility spot?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because
then
I'm
you're
looking,
stuck playing. Then you're stuck playing like Pierre-Emile Højbjerg or something. Which, hey, I'm not opposed to that. Like, I'm like that's the thing about that 2v2 is that I like. There's nothing that stands out of like you could show me like 15 of those and I'd be like maybe not 15, but you show me 5 or 6 of them, I'd be like okay. You could go down to Meslier and then go up to someone. You could go up. You could play Allison and then I mean. But to me, the other six guys, like, don't play Cook. And then you play someone else in that line. If Greenwood's in, if, like, there are ways that the starting lineups will come out and it'll be like, oh, this guy isn't in. Or Tsimikas starts right for Robertson for this game or something. Like, that changes things. Who knows?
Right. And that's just, I mean that's just not going to happen. Tsimikas went, like, 120 minutes or whatever midweek. But yeah, it's weird because there's no one, right? There's no one below Gray and basically all the way to Crestwell. So like a whole $2,000 range that you would even want to play in cash. And then below that, like you said, looking at someone like Hoiberg, I mean, Declan Rice, I guess, would be the same thing. You can fit him too.
I was gonna ask. So those midfielders in there, why not just play those midfielders if you're actually considering Thiago for 1K more?
I mean, no, yeah, guys like that. Sure, you have a point. Like, yeah, guys in decent matchups that play 90 minutes. I don't know. It's not the worst thing.
Yeah, Rice is actually, like, if you look at his game log, he's actually taking a lot of shots. He's actually great.
Declan is so good. He's so good. I mean, not necessarily for DFS, obviously, but right, just as a player, he's so good.
So we kind of mentioned it for goalkeeper, but Alisson here is 5,900. He has almost 45% chance for a clean sheet. No one else is above 34%. And as Ryan said, you either spend up on him or don't spend up and then go to the bottom range here. So Jordan, is the move in cash games to go Alisson to figure out your lineup to go Alisson, or do you prefer going towards the bottom?
Doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm more likely to pay up. There's a lineup there that if you didn't want to play Lewis Cook in the midfield spot, you could play. I think playing Konate at 3,200. Like, with the clean sheet odds that Liverpool has, like, I have no problem with that. And you're playing three Liverpool defenders, and you use that money so you can play Alisson and then, I don't know, someone else in the midfield spot. I mean, you could do it that way. But I don't consider Alisson to be a priority, primarily because I don't think the Liverpool forwards are going to be that chalky in cash games, where I want to kind of, like, defend and block against the ceiling game and get the win points or clean sheet points from Alisson. So I don't think goalkeeper makes or breaks the slate. So like I'm not opposed to playing pretty much anyone on this slate. I mean, I think cheap home goalkeeper, you play Dotton, you play Henderson, right? But I mean, you can make a case for anyone. I'm not as stringent as Ryan. Like, to me, like, the clean sheet odds different between Tottenham, West Ham, and Crystal Palace are close enough that, like, why not just play Guaita or Fabianski?
I mean, you could throw Everton into that conversation at 28.
You could probably throw Everton in also, but they're at least on the road. See, Fabianski is at home at least. So that's why, like that range, I don't mind if that's what you have left in your salary range. I'm not if you can't get up to Alisson, you might as well probably pay all the way down. I don't think this is the type of slate where you need to, like, oh, I need to play Bazunu in order to fit in all the best plays. It's not a Champions League
right
slate. Right,
I agree. Like, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. You can use one of those guys because you don't really need to squeeze every dollar out of the value. We mentioned there's that huge range. That's just usually what it is, especially in cash games. That reminds me too. I've started looking at some cash lineups just randomly because I've been playing cash, and I've seen people leaving $500, $600, $700, $900. Don't leave salary in cash lineups. I mean, right, Jordan?
You haven't been seeing that out of good players.
No, not out of good players. Of course not.
Right. Sometimes you'll see a 1-200.
Sure, yes, 1-200. Like, I'm just like telling people who are trying to get better at cash, don't leave salary. Right?
Well, there are rare occurrences.
Okay, yeah, very rare. Because
very
but I mean
rare
part of like
you're paying up because 17 people are out and it's
right,
like
yeah, exactly.
A guy that
but
should
I mean,
be 7,800 is really only 5,200, and once you plug everyone in, it's like, wow, I have $800 left and I'm already
right,
paying up
like,
everywhere.
Part of the idea is you're trying to just beat everybody in each little spot by fractions, you know, so you need to squeeze every value out of every dollar, right?
True. And even in soccer, salary typically is correlated to production.
Right, exactly. Right? So, yeah. So I'm just
worst
like
worst case
saying,
scenario, if you have money, like at least spend it at gold. Like goalkeeper is linear because they price them that way on purpose. And then
right,
when you get to,
and,
like yeah, I see no reason. I don't know. I don't even do it. I don't check line. I only check sharp players lineups anyway. So like,
I don't know, Jordan. People just random people ask me questions, and I'm looking at random people's lineups here and there, and people in Discord, and people messaging me, and it's just just a random thing that I'm trying to help people.
I usually leave like 1,000 left in my cash lineups just to challenge myself. So I prefer, that extra. So when I do win, it gives me an extra boost. So I'm like, hi, you guys all suck. That's my thought process. But is there anything else to say for cash games? I mean, it's pretty simple on this slate. Unlike the, I think it was Manchester City slate last week. It's kind of straightforward in terms of who you actually want to target here.
Yeah.
I have one game I like for GPPs.
You can't say Tottenham Leeds. That's too public there. Don't say West Ham. It's going to be Bournemouth Everton.
There you go. I think it's going to be the most underowned game on the slate.
Yeah, let's see here. So implied goal total is 2.58, and there you go. The other one is Crystal Palace, Nottingham Forest, or 2.51.
Why can't I play Kiefer Moore and Neil Maupai in the same one?
You can. Are you going to have 3K extra or?
I'm going to be like the good cash players and leave the 8 million on the table.
Put Cook in there. Get Cook.
No, but I mean, both Maupai and Moore both have plus 200 goal scoring odds. I could pay. I don't think Damari Gray is going to be that on this slate with Perisic there and everything. So I think pairing Maupai Gray together. Pairing Lewis Cook or Tavernier, I don't think Tavernier is going to be that owned, right? Like, and pairing these guys up, like I could make a lineup with like Kiefer Moore, and Tavernier, and Damari Gray, and Maupai. I have average remaining player salary 6,100. Like in this lineup, I could literally play both Liverpool defenders. Right, both Liverpool defenders and Alisson as a stack have $5,500 left for good old Aaron Cresswell.
It's not a real Bournemouth lineup unless you also roster Philip Billing.
Okay, I could put Billing in Cresswell's spot, right?
I think I called him out last week and then he got a goal.
Oh, no, he's 5,900 now. I have to go down to goalkeeper. I want to keep my Liverpool stack going. No,
did we talk about, I don't know, did we talk about Tavernier when we were talking about cash games
last week?
I don't think he's cash viable at 7,700.
I think he is.
Okay.
I think he is.
I'm saying compared to pull, like then what? It's more the slate context. It's like if you play Tavernier, that means you're not playing Perisic.
No. You would play both. If you didn't play Bowen, I was just wondering, if there was going to be a debate like Tavernier, Olise, Gray. I mean, which one's the cash play? I don't know. There were builds that you could play both of them.
Right. Yeah, but in that midfield range, I'd rank for cash. I'd rank Perisic 1, then Perisic 1, Gray 2, Olise 3. Tavernier 4.
Okay, that's interesting. I would put Tavernier 2. So just like, so Gray versus Tavernier in the same matchup, Tavernier's at home. Gray, I would say, more likely to get subbed. I mean, 75, 73, 79 in 3 of the last 4. I don't know. I just, that's why I brought it up because, off the top of my head, I wouldn't have necessarily ranked Tavernier ahead of them, but I, after thinking about it, I probably do.
It's close if anything. I mean, we're already
right. It's coin flips. This is coin flip stuff. Right.
Yeah, I think there's not gonna be too many guys who are super popular because there are so many questions like this where we can go. We can discuss these four different guys, and they're all in the same range. So I think there's gonna be, not like the 80% kind of thing for some of these guys. I mean, outside of the Liverpool defenders. But Just in terms of this matchup, I'm siding with Ryan because so Everton allow, not only are they playing bad, Everton allow the most shots in the league, they allow the most corners, and these teams just played in the midweek, and I know it was rotated lineups, but both teams rotated. Everton were very bad. And I mean, sure, something it could change and Everton could dominate and win this match, but Bournemouth at home, why not just take Tavernier over Gray for the reasons that Ryan gave as well? So that's kind of what I think with that one.
Yeah. I forgot about that. I wrote that in my article. Bournemouth pretty much smashed them just a few days ago, and it wasn't like a complete B team from Everton. I think it was, I don't know, maybe it was. I'm checking right now. Anyways, yeah, I like the Bournemouth side of that spot, but I agree with Jordan. That game's going to be probably the lowest owned, and I like having pieces of it for tournaments, and I still like Damari Gray as well. I mean, it's a pretty good spot for Everton too.
Okay, so for tournaments, we haven't really even talked about the Liverpool forwards from a certain extent here. 2.42 implied goal total. You got to think, so Salah will probably be pretty popular in tournaments. So what if you still want to attack Liverpool, how popular do we think like a Nunez is going to be, or a Firmino? Firmino is always down there in terms of popularity. He's always a guy that can, you know, have 5 points or have 40 points. If you want to attack the Liverpool match, how would you attack that Liverpool lineup? Four tournaments, obviously, we're talking here. Would it be to fade?
Obviously, you just play Thiago. He's scoring 5 points.
But would you fade?
Ryan says this is the spot. We don't have to roster anyone else.
Would you fade
Thiago?
Salah? Is, I guess, my question here. Would you fade Salah?
I'm playing six lineups tomorrow, five GPP lineups. I ain't playing Salah. I'll probably play Nunez or Firmino as a one-off. Correlated with the Liverpool defenders, you know, something like that. I think in like something in very small field, like in the 245, we have like a qualifier for King of the Pitch, 34 man. I wouldn't be opposed to. I don't think I'm going to do it, but that would be a good spot for that type of contest to just like play six Liverpool players. Like just like because you don't need to beat like a million people, so it's like. You know that people are going to be playing cash lineups in, so you, most likely Robertson and TAA are in those lineups. But like, just go right there, like, dude, like, literally, like, you just play every Liverpool player, play Lewis Cook as your, and dude, change the goalkeeper, right? So don't even play Alisson in the lineup, play Lloris, so you get an extra Liverpool attacker in because you have to play three different teams, and just go, yeah, I think Liverpool rolls three or four goals. And as long as I get all four of them, you probably come in the top three of a 34-man contest. So like I could see in those situations, but for the most part, I'm gonna hope that Liverpool disappoints from a goal scoring perspective, but their defenders are still like, dude, when Liverpool is not scoring goals and is like trying to score goals. Like those fullbacks score like 20 points a game, like even in games they don't even have a goal or an assist. So like I can play those guys even if Liverpool loses. It's the goal scorers, and I think more people on this slate are going to be playing. You're going to see GPP ownership on Salah. I'm going to expect 35%+, 40% on Salah. I think Nunez and Firmino, 20%, right? I think something like that. So like to me, even over-correlating them in large field GPPs, I don't think you gain that much leverage on. So I'm more likely to, like, let me pick out the guy that scores the two goals and everyone else kind of disappoints outside of the defenders, the fullbacks. And that's also why maybe playing – if also realize with Robertson and TAA taking set pieces, pairing one of them with Van Dijk, like, that could be the goal. And then a clean sheet on top of there, like, you could build Liverpool lineups that don't necessarily even have forwards. Harvey Elliott, Thiago fits a forward spot. I don't know. Some they've been falling asleep on that for like God knows how long. He shouldn't be.
Yeah.
So like my assessment of Liverpool is like I'm actually more likely to play them in smaller field contests than in larger field ones.
Yeah, me too. I agree with pretty much all that. I'm going to be under on Salah. I assume he's going to be the most popular. I mean, I'm definitely going to play one of them. I guess I'll just tell everybody who maybe the other people playing the 245, they can fade them if they know that I'm playing them. There's some game theory people in there. So I've seen some stuff on Twitter about like Darwin Nunez, like maybe being a bust, and what did Liverpool pay for? And like, what? Just some, yeah, no, I've more than a few things recently. I saw this week that he's averaging the most shots per 90 minutes in Premier League history. We know that, you know, he's super strong and athletic. Also, earlier this season, he broke the Premier League record for sprint speed, which was held by Kyle Walker. And, you know, if you want to know why Kyle Walker started every game for Man City in England for 5 years, it's because no one ever ran by him. I mean, like, ever. So, yeah, you know, long story short, I'm playing Nunez. I think, like, he's probably going to finish second to Haaland in the Golden Boot for the next 6 or 7 years.
So I will say, I wonder if the ownership on Salah and Nunez is actually closer than we think it is because of their prices.
I mean, we have 10 point, right? I mean,
we have 10.5K, yeah, and 8,800 for Nunez. You got to think it's got, like Jordan said, 35 to 20-ish or so around there. I don't know. It just seems like 1,700 between those guys. I'd be surprised if it wasn't closer than that. But, I mean, I guess...
people like playing Salah.
Yeah, I guess, should we give respect to the general public? Maybe not.
I like playing Kane. Kane's, dude, they're going to be Kane Salah lineups with the most garbage players in these midfield spots. And if these if we get garbage 4K midfield goals, like, you're going to be dead, because people are going to... And I'm talking about more than large field GPPs. And the smaller field stuff, they may not be as popular.
All right, Ryan. So Jordan gave his thoughts on the Bournemouth-Everton match. Do you have thoughts on just, like, a tournament idea, any of these other matches you're considering targeting here? I guess, well, should we just talk about this Tottenham-Leeds game? Do you think this Tottenham-Leeds game will be pretty popular from just like a stacking perspective? Just because it seems most likely to be, you know, a 4-2 kind of result, just because Leeds have been super bad, Tottenham have been bad. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, you guys can talk about that. Yeah, that Tottenham-Leeds game, probably. I just don't really want any part of it. I mean, I'm like, I fade Kane like Jordan. If Perisic is in the front three, I'll play him. But if he's not, I'll fade him in GPPs. Leeds, I don't know. They've been bad. You know, I don't want any part of that game if it's going to be popular. To answer your question about other spots I have interest in, Nottingham Forest, definitely. Because I believe in Gibbs White more than the field. I don't think he's going to be that popular. And
after his last game, yeah, of course he's going to be popular.
Not like that. Not on a 5-game slate with all this stuff to pay for. I mean, just, you think?
Yeah.
Well, okay, relatively the same could be popular. Said about a Tavernier, too.
Right. I figure those guys will be similar. No?
No, because Gibbs White fills a forward spot. No, I'd say Gibbs White is twice as owned as Tavernier.
Okay,
in tournaments?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine. You know, and a 5-game slate, it's not going to matter that much anyways. Whatever. However,
no, but the thing is, Ryan, the best thing to do with Gibbs White is don't play him alone.
The reason I'm doing it is because you want to pair him with Brennan Johnson. And I mean, to pair both of those two guys together frees up a lot of salary, and it's just, and they're just both good plays. So it just makes too much sense. Okay, the other thing that I was going to say is this West Ham-Leicester game. West Ham have the third highest implied total. You know, West Ham haven't been great. You know, this, I can see people just staying away from this match, but I like Benrahma in this spot. I mean, if anyone's going to carry ownership, it's probably going to be Bowen and just maybe Samaka because he's cheap. Benrahma, though, I mean, You know, I've been playing Ben Rama for a while now. He just won me another King of the Pitch ticket. He was on those lineups.
How many are you up to, Ryan, now?
Yeah, I'm up to four, Jordan. So
you're beating me. I only have three.
Well, you've played a bit less than me. We haven't had you on the pod, I remember, since you won the last King of the Pitch ticket after the last pod. So, yeah, congrats on that. Maybe I also didn't play the
Champions League slate. So, like, yeah, so you have more opportunity.
Right. So, no, yeah, you're doing, I mean, three with the amount of qualifiers you've played is damn good.
I'm trying to get seven. I want to get the max. I want to get seven.
Eight, yeah.
Oh, eight's the max now?
I think it's eight. Yeah, it was eight last year. I don't know why some people – it was eight last year, too.
All right. So, I had this, you know, Ryan, last week, I had the I don't know if I'm ever going to make as good of a call as saying there's going to be 4 to 5 goals in the Brighton Wolves match. So I'm not going to try.
That was a great call.
How come Matinho didn't have many points then?
I had a Brighton Wolves stack and I didn't have any of the goal scorers.
That's, way to go.
That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not looking at the West Ham match. For what Ryan just mentioned, no, it's not going to be popular, but I don't know. I'm still not entirely sold on Bowen and cash games either. I don't think there's going to be a ton of stuff that happens in that match. I agree with Jordan's strategy, maybe a little more than Ryan's strategy of Nottingham Forest. That's what I'll say. I kind of like the Bournemouth Everton route. That's what I like.
I wouldn't mind the Leicester West Ham game if it was cheaper. The difference is that. The Everton for the total in the Everton Bournemouth game, the pieces are cheaper. Like, do I really want to play like Bowen, Scamacca, Madison, like Berama is 7,500? It's like it seems like the main guys that you'd play are all pretty expensive. While I could get away with like Maupai and Kiefer Moore, like cheaper guys in the forward spots, then. I don't know. Right.
Yeah. Cheaper, but also four times more popular than Benrahma. Not that it really matters. Well,
that is true.
Yeah. Not that it really matters.
I play them all together. Who cares?
I know. And, you know, Adam, I'm with you. I don't like love this spot for Forest. I just like those prices. I mean, mm-hmm. We just saw Palace was the better team on the road against West Ham.
Yeah.
Last time. I mean, Palace has been looking pretty good with this lineup. But Forrest has been playing okay, too. And Gibbs White's first goal was awesome last week. I mean, he's been playing really well. So, you know, I don't know. I think for the price, it's just a good gamble. It's not that I love the spot.
So I looked up. So Crystal Palace, they did not have Edouard last match. And according to Opta, they said that Eze played as a left forward, IU was right forward, and then Olisa played in the midfield spot. I looked at the heat maps, and it seemed like Olisa and IU were kind of basically both kind of interacting there on the right side there. But so if Edouard doesn't start again, does that make you more inclined to go with, you know, like an Eze or something because he's going to be more forward than usual in tournaments?
You know what? You might have sold me. Depending on lineups, I can see Eze just being a better play than Bowen. So, I mean, that's one of those coin flip situations. It's possible that Eze has a higher floor. It's possible that Eze has just as much, if not more, upside. I agree with you.
I spent too much time looking at heat maps and trying to figure out why, you know, Opta had the formation as they – or the lineup as they had it, but it seemed like, you know, Schlupp and Decoraway were pretty far back, and the other four guys got forward a decent amount. And Eze got more forward than he was previously when he played more of the midfield spot.
I mean,
without
I'm just looking. I'm looking at his log right now. I mean, he Whoa, look
that's,
at his
that's
shots.
A private thing, Brian. You're looking at his
log. look at his shots. 4-3-2-2-2-3-4. I mean, that's seven straight games with at least three. Half of them are three, a couple fours. I mean, and he, you know, he got subbed at 63 once, but for the most part, it's 90 minutes. And, you know, this is the the final game before the World Cup break, there's really no reason to sub him off. So yeah, I can see preferring him to Bowen.
Yeah, it seems like when
everything's been running through him, and I mean Olise too, obviously on the left side, but Eze has been really good.
Yeah, we're just diving into the analytics here of Crystal Palace. But I mean, Crystal Palace are a team that they're playing Nottingham Forest. They could, you know, control this game. They just controlled West Ham last weekend, to where Elise, these guys have 10 plus point floors, but, you know, they also get on the score sheet.
Yeah, you're right.
So, one last question here. I guess keeping it with Crystal Palace. Zaha's 9,200. How popular is he going to be? Not popular.
He's always more popular than I expect, though. But I think in large field, he'll be 12% owned.
Okay.
I wish he probably should be 6% owned, but he won't be.
Right.
Because, dude, I play him in those spots, and then I go to the ownership, and I go, what happened there?
Yep, same. I can't believe it. I know. It's too bad.
Right. He's more expensive than Nunez, so...
He may be just as owned as Nunez. I mean, like, dude, people love playing Zaha. I don't know why.
It's too bad. They really do now.
The weird thing is that I love playing Zaha also. It's just that
I can't play low owners. It's unbelievable, right? It's unbelievable.
It's like you can never play Ivan Toney, even at, like, 15,000 at low ownership. He's going to be 10% owned. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're going to – for the World Cup, we're actually – Ivan Toney was not called up, but we're going to have to play Callum Wilson goal off the bench for England. That's what we're going to have to do instead of Ivan Toney. But you guys have anything else for this slate here? We covered a lot.
I gave you my cash lineup. And unless something changes in the starting 11s, you know, now you'll know what's going to be like 8th out of 11th in your double up. That's what ends up happening.
Yeah, the goal for us is to – oh, go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, sorry. No, yeah, I thought of one other quick question because – we were talking about Spurs quickly too. The guy that I would maybe have some interest in, but I was going to see what you guys thought of how popular he would be, is Richarlison, because I could see Richarlison getting a start here.
Did he start midweek? I'm not sure how much he played.
No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah. So
I don't know. Like, I just feel like he's a guy that could slip through the cracks sort of, and obviously could score a hat trick, but maybe I'm wrong and he would be popular at home against Leeds. You know, it's tough to say.
Yeah, 8,300. He's in that range. We'll see what Tottenham look like. It could be both Kulusevski and Richarlison starting with Perisic on the left wing.
Sure, okay, then that's the other one. And I don't know if, like, I would do it, but Kulusevski's in a spot where people probably aren't going to roster him at all.
Yeah,
if I was going to play someone from Spurs, it's usually a guy like that. I'm fading Kane like Jordan.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It seemed like the first few months of the season, when those guys were healthy, that Kulusevski and Richarlison didn't really get the same, you know, popularity. Maybe because, you know, Kane and Son are taking everyone's money up. Maybe without Son, maybe those guys would be more popular.
Right, so, exactly. That's what it was. Yeah, but now without Son, you know, I don't know. It depends on lineups, obviously. Just something to think about.
Yeah. Okay, that is it. I forgot what I was going to say, but if you've been watching on YouTube or Twitter, give the thumbs up. Make sure to like this. Thumbs up. But yeah, again, if you're watching, rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 10-day trial, no credit card. You're going to need this. You're going to need this for the World Cup. And currently we're going to do a Friday show same time next week for the Monday slate on November 21st. It's going to be us three. That's at least what we're planning. Hopefully, the thought is DraftKings is going to release these slates on Monday, Tuesday, early in the week. That's a thought. So we'll be here and previewing that slate. And, of course, we're going to be previewing every slate. So there you go. But, Jordan, you can find him at BlenderHD. I think we got the most out of him. His voice was starting to, you know, wane towards the end of this show. But he's still alive. He's still – we can't hear him anymore. But
Ryan,
I'm not muted. I'm just acting like
I got it. Ryan is at Ryan Belangi. I am at Roto's Adroik. And good luck to everyone on this 5-game slate. Good luck to everyone. And we will see everyone for World Cup to where there's going to be more money to win, right? There's going to be more money to win. And we're going to. Is there going to be tickets? Do they do tickets for World Cup? Is that?
I got like 7 million of that mega world stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Contest. Yep. Better win. Yeah, the first contest is a $20 entry.
No, I got the 555.
You got the big one. Right. Yeah, I'm just saying the main contest is a $20 entry. I've gotten a few tickets for that one. So
yeah, those first two contests are much bigger than we've seen for anything soccer related for a while. So yeah, it'll be fun.
That means center back chalk goals. Like,
well, that's how it's been in the international competitions.
Get ready for some Tim Ream discussion. Maybe
Ream 5300
shot. Excellent. Can't wait. Can't wait, guys. All right. Thank you to everyone, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.